Politico, Biden campaign would not rule out possibility Biden met with Burisma advisor Pashersky. By Christina Wong on October 14, 2020. The Biden campaign would not rule out the possibility that Joe Biden met with an advisor to Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas firm that his son Hunter Biden worked for, while he was vice president in 2015. The central claim in an explosive New York Post story published on Wednesday. Politico reported Wednesday, emphasis added. The Post story included a screenshot of what the paper said was a 2015 email from Burisma advisor Vadim Pashersky to Hunter Biden, thanking him for the opportunity to meet your father. But the email doesn't indicate whether Pashersky was describing a meeting that had already occurred or one intended to occur in the future. Nevertheless, the Post reported that the existence of such a meeting undercut Biden's long-held assertions that he had no involvement with his son's business dealings. Biden's campaign would not rule out the possibility that the former VP had some kind of informal interaction with Pashersky, which wouldn't appear on Biden's official schedule. But they said any encounter would have been cursory. Pashersky did not respond to a request for comment. The Post reported an April 17, 2015, email from the Burisma advisor Vadim Pashersky to Hunter Biden that said, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure." Almost a year later, in March 2016, Biden would pressure the Ukrainian government to fire its prosecutor general, Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma's CEO for corruption. The investigation was later shelved. Biden has denied it had anything to do with his son's highly paid position on the board there, and has denied ever discussing the matter with his son. After the story broke, the Biden campaign said it reviewed the vice president's official schedules and there was no such meeting. Biden told a reporter on September 21, 2019, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." Facebook and Twitter have suppressed the story, calling it harmful. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.